Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Damashek. What's going down? I hope all's well wherever you are. Welcome to the Dave Damashek football program, presented as always by McDonald's. Go get yourself some all-day breakfast at any point in the day that you want it. You can do it. My preference is an egg McMuffin and a hash brown, if you please. I like that each of the hash browns. The hash browns are good at McDonald's, too, because they give you their own separate carrying case, which makes them extra fancy.
Get it on the go if you're getting it out of your car. You know, it's got its nice little sleeve.
That's right. Situation. That's right. You eat it. Do you eat it out of the little bag?
Usually.
Yeah. You don't grease up your fingers that way.
Yeah. Show a feet. Yeah. It's, look at me. I'm eating my hash brown, and my fingers aren't touching any of the...
And then, if you're doing it while you're driving, because typically you might hit McDonald's in the drive-thru, then when you don't get crumbs everywhere, it's just a better situation.
We might have to add best potato preparation to the 2015 Shecky Awards. We are working hard on the Shecky Awards, trying to figure them out.
That would be tough.
A matter of weeks now, a matter of days, a matter of hours until the Shecky Awards will be presented. Before that, though, week 15, NFL is upon us. It's time to make our picks. Let's meet the two joining us in Studio 66. Right now, one's voice you may be familiar with if you've been listening to the DDFP for any amount of time. He is a nominee for a Shecky Award. Best non-football playing guest here on the DDFP.
Very excited about that. It's a great honor.
You can also read his pages, fantasy-based and otherwise, at NFL.com. And you watch him on the NFL Fantasy Live Show doing gangbusters work. He's a Green Bay Packers fan. It's Alex Gelhar. What's the poop, fellow?
Happy to be here. Excited to come back. You know, it's been a while. We had that riveting animal in the football game discussion, I think, the last time I was here. So I'm excited.
What did we settle on? We debated what animal, what beast would do best.
I believe it was my suggestion that you can get once per game a bird of prey to swoop in and help out your team, either to connect on a Hail Mary, not unlike Aaron Rodgers did against the Lions a couple weeks ago, or in a defensive move to prevent such a Hail Mary.
I wonder if there would be some exception made for a swarm of bees. You know, like you get, because if you only had 11 bees, they could only do so much damage.
Right. But if you have a whole, hive going.
Yeah, or replace the football with the hive and throw that, good luck intercepting that.
I would let that go.
Yeah. All right. Let's also say hello. Making his inaugural run here, his virgin run on the heels a couple weeks after Matt Harmon from the Fantasy Gang showed up here and did gangbusters work. Now it's this fella's turn. He is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So I like that quite a bit.
That's right.
Matt Franciskovich, what's the poop with you, fella?
We do have the Steelers thing in common.
So and beards.
Glad to represent here. And beards.
We're both swell lookers.
Thought about bringing my terrible towel up, but I left it down at my desk.
Well, that was your first mistake. So. Let's not have another one. You see the red challenge flags.
You'll learn.
If you're watching on YouTube or NFL.com, and we encourage you, nay, demand that you do so whenever possible. And if it's inconvenient, I still expect you to do it. Or you can consume, of course, as you like to, on iTunes or Stitcher or NFL.com/podcasts. Coming up, we're going to have a cooking segment. Me, Maurice, and our friend Booyah. He is one of the great chefs at the huddle there, the commissary that I eat each and every day here.
Yep. His Booyah specials, they're good.
Yeah.
Fill you up.
Well, we create a new sandwich. Booyah and I created a sandwich, but we felt we needed a celebrity endorser behind it, and so we brought Maurice in. The three of us got together, we made some sandwiches, and we'll show you how that turned out. It was great fun there.
Looking forward to that.
Also, I have to pull the curtain back. Let's get the very important stuff here before we get the red challenge flag segment here and football babies picks, of course. That baby is on a roll, by the way, fellas.
For a couple year roll.
2-1. His pace is even greater in 2015 than it was in his rookie season.
It's impressive. No sophomore slump for football.
I think he's now, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's 63. I have to do the math. I think he's 63-26 now. That's amazing.
That's incredible.
And he ain't picking bum games either.
No.
He ain't picking, Patriots hosting the Jags. He picks only the tough ones, you know? So good for him.
Impressive.
Good for me. He does it better than I can. It's a little embarrassing. But anyway, let's get to the very important stuff here. And the first thing is, you know the rule here. Maybe you don't know this, Franciscovich. And if you're a first-time listener or viewer, you may not know this, but we have a strict no-jive policy here. You can't. Don't come into Studio 66 and jive. No one wants to hear it. Go do that on some other show, you know?
Right.
No jive is the only way. And so I'm pulling the curtain back here. We are recording on Tuesday afternoon right now. It's Tie Tuesday. That's something.
Tie Tuesday on the fantasy team.
The adorable fantasy guys.
Hashtag Tie Tuesday on Twitter if you want to get in on it. Send us your picture. We'll retweet it.
You also do a podcast, too.
We do a podcast on Tuesdays, the NFL Fantasy Live podcast. You can listen to that as well on iTunes, Stitcher, and other things. We are not a video podcast, though. We're one of the few that is not, so.
Shill. But anyway,
music to your ears, though. Music to
it's
your ears.
Tuesday at the time of this recording, and that's because after this, I'm jumping on an airplane, and I'm flying to New York or to the New York area to visit with Odell Beckham.
Wow.
In fact, by Look the time you. You're listening to this, I probably, if you're listening to this on Thursday, I am with Odell Beckham right now.
There you go.
You know, so you may hear me in your ear, but actually, I am in Odell Beckham's ear. Not literally. And it, you know, you
yeah.
know what I'm
saying. Wait, speaking. Let it go. Speaking. In his ear. His ear.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, also, this is the other thing that's exciting is Star Wars is coming out tonight, I guess. If you're listening on Thursday or it already is out now, let's gauge
We will
the
be there on
here.
Thursday. Our fantasy team plus Patrick Claibon is going on Thursday. Matt Harmon, Marcus Grant, Michael Fabiano, Franciscovich, myself, and Patrick Claibon will be there Thursday night.
I think it's
not
wonderful.
Not watching Thursday Night Football. Sorry, Uncle Roger, but got to go see Star Wars.
Really?
Yes.
You're not even watching the Thursday Night Duel.
We
Your eyeballs are sadly, spared those uniforms.
All yellow Rams.
But you know what they are? They're very McDonald's-y. It's yeah. as though the NFL decided to celebrate the great connection between McDonald's and the Damashek show
yeah.
by having the two teams dress in McDonald's color. So for that...
You get some good imagery from
I game. Say thank yeah. you, Roger. These ne'er-do-wells, they have nothing to do with me. Yes, Black Tie, behind the glass. You have something you want to say? Talk to football, baby?
Toss the football, baby.
Okay, that's toss the football, yeah. baby. All right, here he is. We'll get to our picks.
You're going
to
make our lives harder by trying to jam in two shows in one day, and it's like you're not even going
to
do the script.
I'm trying to make your life – how? What kind of narcissism, Black Tie?
It's all about him, isn't it? All about him.
I'm not trying to make anybody's life difficult.
Matt G, Matt Gothard, this is his first week in Emma's role in the show, and this is what you're doing. Baptism by fire right now.
Yeah, Gothard doesn't
that's
mind.
That's for the best.
Gothard's cool with it. Look
next
at him.
Man
See,
up.
He's like, whatever, man.
Next man up, all right?
That's, you don't that's get how we roll. Next period. Man up mentality. All right, let's get to football, baby.
Gothard, if you see there.
I'm doing myself.
Gothard behind the glass, as you see there, is 134 pounds of caged fury. Ready
I, played
to
hoops. I played hoops with Matt Gothard last week. He can hoop, man. He's got some game.
Really?
Yeah, man. Take us to the rack.
The only person, according to Black Tie, who works here who can't hoop, or at least that Black Tie can beat in basketball, is Ike Taylor. And Ike Taylor doesn't like that challenge. We talked about that on our previous podcast this week. Also, we broke down what happened to Matt Ryan and how bad it's gotten. We play some comps. We offer up other QBs you'd rather have, so you can look back at that one. We do some talking about Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, so on and so forth. It was a fun podcast with Maurice, Ike, and Handsome Hank. I encourage you, Nate Demand, to go back and look at that one. But right now, let's get to the wizard himself. The Week 15 picks from Football Baby.
Football Baby, the baby who picks football games.
Well done, Football Jedi. He's excited about Star Wars, I think. Or maybe, maybe that was just my will putting that on him. But let's get to who are you loving in front of Week 15? Franciscovich, it's your first run. I would be a cad if I didn't start with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the honor. I have to go with Cam Newton. Maybe I'm a little late to this game because Cam Newton's been great all season. But the guy, how do you not love the guy? He's playing.
I agree.
How do you not love Cam Newton?
Well, that sounds rhetorical. There are people out there that still, but those people are getting shamed
I'm
out of
I'm tired of the curmudgeons that are like, stop dabbing, stop taking photos on the sideline. Like, this is a game. Let them have fun.
What a guy.
They are a fun team. And he's giving the football to kids every time, chasing refs and ball boys for it. It's a good pick.
A couple weeks ago, he was serving food to a bunch of kids before Thanksgiving or whatever he was doing there. He's wearing his cattail after games in the press conference. He's wearing bejeweled shoes and whatnot. You gotta love Cam Newton.
Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry doing their one-hand catch business, this and that. Although, I guess if I want to get curmudgeonly, I don't love before the game. I really don't love two teams that are about to play each other being pally with each other. That's my curmudgeonly stance. But your larger point, joy is okay, everybody. It doesn't get in the way of anything. It doesn't stop a team from winning games.
No way.
But you express joy. In fact, it perhaps perpetuates good times in the locker room and that bleeds out onto the field. The one thing I will say stylistically, enough with the dab. You know, Larry King is doing it now.
It's over now.
They're going to have to find a new move. It happens. So
Larry King killed it.
Who I'm loving this week is my team's running back, Eddie Lacy. He's had a rough season, been ruining a lot of fantasy rosters for weeks and weeks and weeks. However, the big guy is back. Maybe he's been loving the all-day breakfast.
Not nice to call him big guy.
He's a big guy. He's a big back.
He's a large man.
He's a big back. He's a large man. But, boy, as we can see, and we saw in that Cowboys game, he is tough to bring down once he gets full head of steam. So I'm just happy to have him back. The Packers offense needs him. And he's just a fun running back to watch. I love watching those throwback big backs who just, you know, hammer guys in the secondary and grind out extra yards after contact. It's a good throwback. Brings me back to my roots.
I know. Nice. I feel like everybody decided that the Packers aren't going anywhere a couple of weeks ago, that they were a good but flawed team, and come January they're going to get shut down. But I don't know. I mean, you think about the Big Four, and if we include the Seahawks in that, and then the Cardinals, and then the Panthers, and then you throw the Packers into that mix, that quartet of teams is dynamite, and you compare it to the AFC, and maybe with Gronk back there, the Patriots are the clear class of the AFC, but after that, there are a lot of flawed teams. Maybe the Chiefs and Steelers are playing the best ball of anybody in that conference.
Especially with Andy Dalton injured now, I'd say it goes to the Chiefs and Steelers.
Yeah, we're going to get to the picks, though, and I'll hip you to what I think is going to happen in San Francisco, or Santa Clara, I should say, and see where you guys come down on that one. The first start for A.J. McCarron. Who am I loving? I'm loving the whole universe. I'm loving that galaxy from
a long time ago.
Oh, it's back, everybody. Everybody. You know what I feel like a little bit, though? I get accused all the time by some of our coworkers and some of my old chums of being a little too hipster with my tastes in music, that I like, Shaq, you like Pavement and you like Built to Spill because you think it's cool. Like, what kind of insane person would sit driving his own car listening to music when there's no other human being in there to make himself feel cool? That's a weird move.
Nobody's going to see that moment that you have.
So. I have significant self-esteem issues, but they don't go so far as me duping myself or attempting to dupe myself and make myself feel cooler.
Suffering through something.
Star Wars.
Yeah, but my point, yes, thank you for bringing...
trying to keep you on track here.
Black Tie, appreciate you keeping me focused.
I'm looking out for
letting
you, Black
Tie. My mind wander. We just barely missed a 14-minute deviation off into I don't know where.
I was fearing that. I was trying to steer that car with whatever music we're listening to back into Star Wars.
We could have wound up on the ice planet Hoth with no escape. Yeah, we might have all huddled into one tauntaun to keep warm by the time my story was over. But yes... I have been on board with Star Wars since it first came out. I was in the theater the first weekend. I remember my old man and Mo Damashek loading me and my two sisters into the car and saying, we're going to see Star Wars. And I remember thinking, bitten before by the promise of entertainment, and it turned out to be infotainment, educational kind of stuff. And, you know, going to the Buell Planetarium in Pittsburgh, I thought we were going to see like something that is purported fun, but in fact was just a cheap learning experience about the galaxy. I don't want to.
They put you on a class field trip, essentially.
I thought that's where we were going, but we went to the movie theater, and for the next 2.5 hours or whatever, I was enraptured, and I emerged a new boy, never to return.
I have a question for you, and we just saw Football Baby earlier. How are you going to introduce him to Star Wars? He's hopefully coming into an era where there are good Star Wars films coming out again. But how do you address the prequels, the original trilogy? What's his Star Wars education going to be?
Good question.
That's a fine question, Gelhar.
I mean, to put you on the spot if you haven't fully thought about it.
Believe me, I've considered it because, of course, Football Baby has an older brother and sister. Baby Oprah is now 8. She's no longer a baby. And Jean-Claude Van Damashek is 6 now. And here's what I'm not loving. And I hope they don't listen to this because I don't want to publicly shame them, but I feel like no jive, and so I should say this quickly. Last weekend, I said, all right, it's time. Let's get caught up on the Star Wars movies. And they said, let's not. Let's just do something else. They wanted to go outside and do stuff.
Well, at least they wanted to go outside.
It's got to be rough.
They weren't like, let's watch something else.
I mean, I'm low about it, but I think it's not even satisfying that peer pressure is going to force them, force their interest. Once they hear the other kids talking about it, then they're going to want to see them all. It wasn't enough for the old man to say, hey, these movies are the greatest, and let's sit down and watch them. That was not enough to swing.
Ugh. That's rough. Sorry to hear that.
I mean, I'm going to let them off the hook this time, this one time.
They're young.
Because they're my children.
Yep.
So they get special, special rules.
They get a longer leash.
I don't know. I don't know. Speaking of leashes, that might be what's required to make them watch those movies.
I'm just saying nothing's off the table right now. All right. What do you want me to do here, Black Tie? The cooking segment? Let's get to it. Me, Maurice, and Booyah. Because here's the idea. Maurice and Ike are both just recently retired. They have a lot of years, hopefully, decades and decades in front of them. But what to do? All they've done for 15 or 20 years or more is play football. They don't know any practical skills. That's where I come in, and I brought Booyah in. I hope this is the first in the series where we go out and we try to learn new trades so that they can have a rich and fulfilling life.
That's an excellent idea. The cooking shows on the Food Network and HGTV and stuff, all the rage these days. Why not put the football players in?
Maybe next time
it'll be...
It could be the next Top Chef. Yeah,
maybe next time I don't know. Maybe next activity we're going to throw some pots. I don't know what we're going to do, but here we go right now. We meet up with Booyah to teach Maurice how to do a little bit of cooking.
Damashek, Damashek, David, Damashek.
Wow, that was really stupid. And I mean that in a good way. And congratulations to Booyah, Maurice. Thanks to Colleen Wolf and thanks to producer Keith Black. By the way, shout out to Keith Black with the holidays here. If you've enjoyed our work in 2015 in the NFL season, he's the one responsible for the Sheck Report and many of the other foolish
definitely
endeavors.
An excellent addition to the team over here.
Yeah, let's not get crazy. Although the thing I will say is that you two have the same haircut, so no wonder you would vouch for him.
It's all right. It's a popular look these days.
You kind of look like Keith Black's older brother, but we haven't time. And I can't imagine anyone has any interest in that conversation.
Let's
it's time
on.
For the picks in week 15. Let's get to it, the Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Red Challenge Flag Picks.
I feel empty on the inside. Usually it's Handsome and Elliot Harrison in here doing it, but Elliot with his new schedule, the NFL HQ show, what's he wake up, 11 p.m. to go
probably.
Do that show? Something like that. He does it from like 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. or something like that. So it's hard for our paths to overlap there. But look who it is behind the glass. It's Elliot Harrison dressed like a...
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, he looks like a... I don't know. Just got out of his Trans Am.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know what he's doing. But all right. Elliot Harrison. The thing we miss most isn't your picks or anything else. Or those beautiful baby blues that he has. If I had those eyes...
I'm trying to fill in with these baby blue eyes here.
But yours are all right. But Elliot,
all right.
If I had Elliot's baby blues, slander. I would be the president of the United States. Hey, all right.
That was not fair.
Elliot, Elliot's behind the glass. He's making a quick cameo here. In fact, the whole room behind the glass there. Why don't you do it? I like when everybody sings the Red Challenge
Flag song.
All right,
let's have him sing.
Ready? Let's try it again. 3, 2, 1.
Red Challenge Flag Pick.
Oh, a cappella, Elliot went. I thought we were going to have the music to accompany him. I want the whole gang, though. Let's like a chorus. Pretend you're going caroling, except you're singing the Red Challenge Flag segment. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Challenge Flag Picks.
Boy, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Should we get into the segment here?
What's that?
Should we get into the segment here?
Let's get to the segment. All right, I didn't know you had somewhere to be, Gellhart.
Well, now I'm angered that you just trashed my eyes. These eyes.
We looked at Red Challenge here. Flag pick. Gellhart, we were high on the picks. Not so much Gellhart.
Wow. Hey, my baby blues are Romo to Gellhart's.
You know what?
That's rough, man.
I think I'm going to have to trash this show on
that's
the next Fantasy
Life podcast. That's rough.
That was Elliot Harrison's doing. That had nothing to do with Damashek.
Gellhart, right. He can write. He can write.
He's a situational player. He's not someone who belongs out there on all three downs.
A gadget guy.
Is he calling me a game manager here, too?
No. In fact, to make up for that, I'm going to let you pick this first one. The Carolina Panthers, undefeated at the undefeated killers, the New York Giants. Choose.
Have to go with the Panthers.
All right, good.
Their team is playing too good.
No. See, now you just overstepped.
Oh, I ruined it.
The Red Challenge Flag segment goes like this. You make your pick with no explanation. If the foe wants to throw the red challenge flag, he may, and then he gets to explain
all right.
why. So,
Carolina
Panthers. Go ahead, Francisco.
I'm not throwing a flag on that one.
I thought you're a star. I mean, you like drama, but don't you see that the key to all good drama is conflict?
So don't just agree with each other.
But I was just talking up Cam Newton.
That's who he's loving.
Boy, I want to take the Giants real bad in this one. And we talked with Maurice. Well, Maurice and Ike really debunked the thing that you hear media people and fans talk about. Maybe it would be a good thing to lose a game. I kind of have bitten on that one, too, that, you know, burst the bubble, the added pressure of going into it. If you're the Panthers, do you want to be 16-0? You've really not achieved anything in the postseason under Cam Newton.
Why would you not want to be 16-0?
Well, that was what Maurice and Ike said. I've gotten swept up in the nonsense. It just seems like something that...
You add that mystique then. You haven't done anything in the postseason, but you've been unstoppable in the regular season.
All right, but
think
about it from the other...
If you're 15-1, it's a chink in the armor.
Right, but what if you lose your first game? Then it's become maybe it was too much pressure.
Didn't help the Packers when they were 15-1. They still lost their first game in the playoffs.
True enough. I will take the Panthers as well, but boy, there's something weird about Coughlin and Eli and what that gang does against undefeated teams. Next up, Bengals at the 49ers. Franciscovich, choose.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, Gallagher goes
49ers.
Gabbert.
I got to challenge this one. Well, there's Gabbert, and on the other side, A.J. McCarron.
That's correct.
Threw some terrible interceptions. I mean, granted, he might play a little better, but that offense as a whole is going to take a step back. The 49ers, I don't really buy into home road splits that often, but the 49ers are the one team this year that plays significantly better on both sides of the ball at home as opposed to on the road. I think the Bengals are primed to take one on the chin here.
All right. The pseudo myth that I always thought was ridiculous, but Maurice has made very clear, oh, no, that's quite real, is the cross-country trip. A lot of players don't react well to having to do that. So maybe it will be a factor. On this day, Gabbert's played pretty well.
Yes.
I think A.J. McCarron's going to play well. This idea that they have to, maybe they have to reduce the playbook, but that they have to alter it is silly. A.J. McCarron is basically a less experienced Andy Dalton.
We do know he had chemistry with A.J. Green the other day, too, so that's a big factor.
I don't buy this, and I'm getting beaten up by Bengals fans for not respecting Andy Dalton. You're just a troll. You're trying to insult our QB. Or on the other hand, I'm trying to prop up your overall team and say that Hugh Jackson and that offense.
Delicate balance with fans.
They don't like it. The Bengals fans have made it quite clear that I don't know what I'm talking about and have never watched football and so on and so forth.
You even watch the games?
No, I don't. I just pick the colors that I like better.
There you go. That's a good strategy.
I say the Bengals win, and they'll win by double digits, as a matter of fact. I think A.J. McCarron's going to have a good game. This is a nice spot to get dropped into, all things being considered.
Yeah.
If your first gig. And by the way, he didn't crumble against the Steelers. That's all of a sudden, hey, get in there, kid. This is a big divisional game. Plus, he wasn't terrible in that game.
He's a confident guy. He made the Tom Brady comparison. He didn't say he's the next Tom Brady, but he referred to the situation. They have said within the organization all offseason they really admired his confidence.
Our last game is the Cardinals and Eagles, but you know what? I'm jamming it in there. Black Tie wants us to hurry quickly. Broncos at Steelers.
Broncos.
Francisco.
You're picking? He's picking? Yeah. Me picking? You pick.
Start. I'm picking?
Yes.
Pittsburgh Steelers. How can I go against them?
Go ahead. Oh, come on. Osweiler, the Broncos, the Paytons.
The Broncos defense is what I like in this situation. Your offense kind of, where did they go last week against the Bengals? Martavis Bryant didn't do much. Antonio Brown didn't do much. Granted, they took their foot off the gas when they got up. However, that Denver defense is fierce. DeMarcus Ware is healthier. I think those cornerbacks were going to match up well against you guys and could be a low-scoring affair with the Denver edging out Pittsburgh.
Okay. I did see a stat this week that over 50% of Denver's points scored this year have been by defense or special teams.
Well, and that trend could continue in Pittsburgh. There's no reason to think that, although there's a fluke factor, obviously, to defensive touchdowns.
Right.
That
100%.
You certainly can't depend upon.
But it does speak to how productive their offense has been.
And this is really a fascinating, you know, everybody's consumed by Brock or Peyton and everything else, but I think the really fascinating matchup, and very quietly, Keith Butler's defense is doing different things week in and week out.
It's not
like the Dick LeBeau,
over the years.
This is what we do, stop us from stopping you.
Right.
That's not the approach. They're modifying week to week to try and...
What'll be the difference maker is if CJ Anderson is healthy and that Denver running game can get going against what has been a very stout Pittsburgh D.
Yeah, that's been pretty good, and the trend is as good as the Broncos' defense has been. That offense for the Steelers with Roethlisberger healthy is putting up 30 points a game. I don't know that they'll be able to hit that number, but I think mid-20s would get it done against the Broncos.
Definitely.
We shall see. Now, the last game, the Sunday night affair, the Cardinals, the Eagles, Gelhar, choose.
Cardinals.
All right. What is this? The Eagles.
I don't know. I just think Chip Kelly's he's going to go out there. He's got a.
This is insane.
Can I tell you something?
What's
I'm with Francisco.
Yeah, what?
I'm with the franchise.
And I'm not going to win. Too.
They got Ryan Matthews back healthy.
Oh, great.
He's got a
They're
game.
Only going to give him 10 carries.
He's got back in the. He'll be game planned in over DeMarco Murray.
You two are absolutely insane.
The Cardinals struggled against Minnesota the other night. People thought Minnesota was gonna run away.
Get
blown away.
And the Cardinals have had some quiet because they're winning games and that's what it's about. And it's not a major concern going into the playoffs. But you know they haven't been dominant
right.
in the last 3 or 4 weeks. They're you know games that they're supposed to win. They're winning and it's great. But I can see the Eagles, who are on a little bit of a roll. Football is an emotional game, as they say, and
sure
momentum
is.
And all that stuff, and if you buy all that. But more practically, since Sam Bradford's gotten back, and I know that he wasn't the key figure in beating the Patriots up in Foxborough, but just before he got hurt and since he's been back, that team's playing good ball. The defense, talk about miscellaneous touchdowns, defense giving you some touchdowns. The Eagles have been doing that.
Sure.
And again, you can't depend upon it, but it is something.
Especially against one of the teams that commits the fewest turnovers in the league. And you're telling me, you're honestly telling me, that atrocious Eagles secondary that just lost one of their better corners to IR is going to stop Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald, John Brown, and Michael Floyd.
Why not?
There is no way.
They have, listen, you can make all the snark,
it's not going to take away from me.
It's
the truth.
Fletcher Cox, they have a lot of dynamic defensive players. Malcolm Jenkins is dynamic. I like that Eagles defense. I've been saying that since August, and Black Tie can confirm this. Did I not tell you that the sneaky thing about the Eagles is that defense is good?
Darren Sproles returning kicks.
It's a 21st century defense. They don't dominate you, but they take the ball away from you, and they make plays with the ball once they get it.
That's right.
Been swinging games for him.
We'll see. I'm going to laugh. I'm
and it's a feel-good environment. Now that they put the ghost of Shady Past behind them now came through victorious, I think now that's going to become the feel-good story in the city of brotherly love. And they'll continue it.
It's all of those players care about beating LeSean McCoy.
I don't think they care about it, but now that Shady can't, if they had lost that game, and Shady after the game said, aha, I'm so much happier with Rex than I am with you losers and Chip. Chip's he's diabolical, he's no good. No, now that's not the story. The story is, hey, look, we're on a little bit of a roll. If we can, this is our toughest game left. If we can knock off the Cardinals, we're going to win the division and keep on rolling into January.
There you go.
Franciscovich is with me. I like the franchise. Right. You're welcome back anytime.
So thanks.
So are you, baby blue eyes. I like
it. There we go.
You know what? I got a little tough. It got heated there. I like your baby blue
eyes. Look into these eyes. Yeah. Tell me you don't like those. Tell me they're not better than
lasers.
I'm getting lost. I can't wait to find out. You guys are going to see it before I am, but enjoy Star Wars, fellas. I hope you enjoy Star Wars. I hope you enjoy week 15. I hope your team wins unless they're playing my team. We'll be back. Oh, by programming note, don't forget, game day morning this Sunday before game day blitz with Ike and Maurice and the rest of the gang to watch all the games. On game day morning, Damashek and Odell Beckham hook up.
Check it out.
Yeah, that's right. Check it out.
Check it out.
I said like Bennifer, one of those other ones, that if Beckham and I hooked up, it would be Shechem.
That's a good one. You know, nobody gets more mileage out of their last name than you at this company.
I did it. All right. Alex Gelhar, Matt Franciscovich, thanks very much, fellas.
Thanks
NFL Fantasy Live and NFL.com. Find all the fantasy pages there. They're anxious for me to wrap it up, Black Tie is. Jarvis Landry, Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson, and who would you not start out of that trio?
Maybe Landry.
Landry,
that's the way I was going to go.
Good. Yep.
I feel validated. All right. Thanks for that final note there.
Glad
all right. We'll be back after week 15 to break it down for you and to look ahead to week 16. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven, and let's lightsaber duel here.
Find out more on the next DDFP.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Burleson.
I'm Real Mike Rob.
The ATO. Yeah, check out the R&B podcast. Go to NFL.com/.
NFL.com/podcast.
All right, come on.
Hey,
one more time.
No, T.O. said it. He just said it. It's a wrap.
All right.
That was perfect.
I'm messing up sometimes.